cambiar.
Voy a salir a cambiar. Hasta San Luis Potosí, hasta San Luis Potosí. Voy a salir a cambiar.
Pa' ver si puedo al azar a un caballito que vi para poderme llevar a una chamaca de aquí. Tengo un caballo muy fino para sacarte a pasear, para sacarte a pasear. Tengo un caballo muy fino,
he rifado mi destino para esto de manganear. Soy huasteco potosino, nunca lo podré negar. ¡Ala!
Donde se nutre mi verso, morena, tú eres la fuente.
Apasionado, doliente, en mi pena estoy inmerso. Que es preferible la muerte a este dolor tan intenso.
Continúa está en mi semblante, una pena dibujada.
Una pena dibujada, continúa está en mi semblante. Continúa está en mi semblante, una pena dibujada.
Camino de madrugada, con la intención de olvidarte. Pero tu imagen sagrada, me persigue a cada instante.
Echar mis penas quisiera en el mar de la pasión.
Echar mis penas quisiera en el mar de la pasión. En el mar de la pasión, echar mis penas quisiera.
Con suplicante dolor al mismo Dios le pidiera descansar en el panteón si para mí tú no fueras.
Todo igual siga, pero que todo igual siga, y me pides el ya no verte.
Pero que todo igual siga, me pides el ya no verte. Me pides el ya no verte, pero que todo igual siga.
Yo te pregunto, doliente, ¿para qué me diste vida? ¿Para qué me diste vida si pronto habías darme muerte?
Pero que sí.
Oh, los Comperos de Valles with La Pasión, and before that, Trio Sosocapa with El Caballito, The Little Horsey. You're listening to La Bayonera on a special Cinco de Mayo edition of our show. And since it's Cinco de Mayo, we're gonna clear some things up, get some facts straight. Not too straight. This will all come from Wikipedia. But 5 de mayo, pronounced 5 de mayo, Spanish for May 5th, or literally 5 of May, is a celebration held on May 5th. The date is observed to commemorate the Mexican Army's unlikely victory over French forces at the Battle of Puebla on May 5th, 1862, under the leadership of General Ignacio Zaragoza Seguin. In the United States, Cinco de Mayo is sometimes mistaken to be Mexico's Independence Day, the most important national holiday in Mexico, which is actually celebrated on September 16th. While you process all this information, I'm going to queue up the next tracks, and we will be learning about the Cinco de Mayo date and what went down in Puebla on May 5th, 1862. And in the background, we have Narciso Martinez, the father of conjunto music, with a song called Alice y San Diego. Goes out to my friend Alice Ray, Cornbread Queen, everybody knows it. We got music for the remainder of the hour featuring the country of Mexico, celebrating Cinco de Mayo, learning about the actual facts and historical happenings that led to such a holiday celebrated here in the United States. We'll find out what it meant for the United States back in the 1860s, right after the Civil War. Anyway, enjoy some music.
Dios que es lo primero, dijo la oficialidad. Viva Dios que es lo primero, dijo la oficialidad. Muera el príncipe extranjero, que viva la libertad. Muera el príncipe extranjero, que viva la libertad.
San Juan Huetamón, cuando la luna salió, bonito San Juan Huetamón, cuando la luna salió, se oyeron los cañonazos, cuando Arteaga se avistó, se oyeron los cañonazos, cuando Arteaga se avistó. Santana dijo en el puerto, cuando ya se iba a embarcar, Santana dijo en el puerto, cuando ya se iba a embarcar, han dicho lo que no es cierto, ahora acabarán de hablar, ay, les dejo el gallo muerto, acábenlo de pelar.
Thank you.
Welcome to another edition of La Bellonera. Bienvenidos a otra edición especial de La Bellonera. Edición del 5 de mayo, celebrando la Batalla de Puebla, que fue una sorpresa en cuanto a las expectativas que tenían las Fuerzas Armadas Mexicanas en contra de los franceses. Es lo que estamos celebrando. Acabo de escuchar La Guacamaya, de un encontrado en un compilado llamado Sones de Veracruz. Antes de eso escuchaste al conjunto de Arpa Grande Arpex de la Tierra Caliente con El Perro. Antes de eso escuchaste al Paganini de la Tierra Caliente, el señor Juan Reynoso, que en paz descanse, con El Gusto Federal. Y antes de eso escuchaste al Fidelero del Valle, José Moreno, Bailando in Phoenix. Jump right back into the reasons, the events leading to the Battle of Puebla. So, this is rooted in the French occupation of Mexico, which took place in the aftermath of the Mexican-American War of 1846 through 1848 and the 1858 to 61 Reform War, which was a civil war that pitted liberals against conservatives regarding the issue of separation of church and state between the Mexican state and the Catholic Church. These wars left the Mexican treasury nearly bankrupt. The president, Benito Juarez, issued a moratorium in which all foreign debt payments would be suspended for 2 years. In response, France, Britain, and Spain sent naval forces to Veracruz to demand reimbursement. Britain and Spain negotiated with Mexico and withdrew, but France, ruled by Napoleon III at the time, decided to use the opportunity to establish a Latin empire in Mexico that would favor French interests, the Second Mexican Empire. Now we take a short break from our lesson on Cinco de Mayo and the Battle of Puebla to listen to some music, some conjunto music to be precise. And remember, you're listening to La Vellonera here on KRBS. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Pescador, soy de la mar, compañeros de la luna, navegando por los mares, voy buscando mi fortuna. Ando en busca de una joven que yo amé, que sus padres la embarcaron y en un buque ligero se me fue. Pues sus padres la embarcaron por no dejarla casar, solo que la mar se seque y yo la dejo de buscar. En el buque donde iba dos estrellas vi brillar, en el par de ojitos negros que buscaba sin cesar. Me despido, pescador, soy de la mar. Los amores que se quieren no se pueden olvidar. Ya con esta me despido, pescador, soy de la mar. Los amores que se quieren no se pueden olvidar.
Amor.
listening to La Bellonera here on KRBS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. This is your host Diego Martin. We're celebrating
Cinco de Mayo holiday, the celebration commemoration of the small Mexican army's victory over the imperialist French army that hadn't been beaten in over 50 years back in the 1860s, the Battle of Puebla.
You just listened to some conjunto music, Idalia, by Los Dos Gilbertos, Rubén Vela. Before that, Caricias Soñadoras by Alonso y sus Rancheros. Before that, Santiago Jiménez Jr., El Pescador, Canciones de mi Padre, Songs of His Father, Don Santiago Jiménez Sr. The brother of Santiago Jiménez is Mr. Flaco Jiménez. Before that, you heard Yo Bien Quisiera by Trio de San Antonio. And soon here, we'll listen to Narciso Martinez, the father of Conjunto. Then Lidia Mendoza with a cool song with a minor for Zach Posobanchuk. He likes a minor chord called La Boda Negra, a tale of a man who loves this woman so much, goes to the cemetery, digs her up, dresses her in her gown, and goes home with her and celebrates their wedding. We'll listen to some El Ciego Melquiades, goes out to Rachel Myers with the song Isabel from Lo's House Party in San Antonio. And then we'll listen to Cleofes Ortiz with La Vaquera. And we'll reconvene. Let's not learn too much right now on the Cinco de Mayo and the history. We've been updating the listeners on the things that led to the Battle of Puebla, and the truths and facts behind this holiday that we're celebrating tonight. And we're going to go on to some music. This here is the song Medalla de Dios, Narciso Martinez on the accordion. Thank you for tuning in to La Bellonera on KRBS. Go to the website for playlists, podcasts, and options on how to donate and support your station.
Venido a platicar. y no quiere hacer caso a mis palabras de amor. Yo te llevo aquí en mi pecho como medalla de Dios. Oigan la historia que contó mi un día un viejo enterrador de la comarca. Las noches iba al cementerio a contemplar la tumba de la hermosa y la gente murmuraba con misterio: es un muerto escapado de la fosa, es un muerto escapado de la fosa. El mármol de la tumba abandonada cavó la tierra y se llevó en sus brazos el rígido esqueleto de su amada. Allí en su habitación sola y sombría la luz incierta sentó a su lado la osamente fría y celebró sus bodas con la muerta y celebró sus bodas con la muerta. Ató con cinta sus desnudos huesos, su yerto cráneo coronó flores, su boca seca la cubrió de besos, sonriente contóle sus amores, llevó la novia al tálamo huido, se acostó junto a ella enamorado y para siempre se quedó dormido, al esqueleto rígido abrazado.
Okay, welcome to your lesson on Cinco de Mayo here on La Bellonera. Let's jump right into the Mexican victory. The French invaded, and they had 6,000 soldiers. They attacked a much smaller and poorly equipped Mexican army of 2,000, yet on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo of 1862, the Mexicans managed to decisively crush the French army, then considered the premier army in the world. This is significant because it was just a morale booster for the Mexican army. The French army had not been beaten in 50 years, and it symbolized a Mexican David defeating a French Goliath, which added a much needed sense of national unity and patriotism. But that was very short-lived, because a year later, with 30,000 troops, the French were able to defeat the Mexican army, capture Mexico City, and install Emperor Maximilian No. 1, the first one, as the ruler of Mexico. That French victory was short-lived, lasted only from 1864 through 67. By 65, with the American Civil War being done, in other circumstances, they retreated from Mexico, the French. The Mexicans recaptured Mexico City, and Maximilian I was then apprehended and executed along with some of his Mexican generals. In 67, Benito Juarez, who was the president during the French attacks at the beginning, finally entered Mexico City, where he installed a legitimate government and reorganized his administration. This is significant for at least two reasons. First, although considerably outnumbered, the Mexicans defeated a much better equipped French army. Like I said, has not been defeated for 50 years. Second, since the Battle of Puebla, no country in the Americas has subsequently been invaded by any other European military force. On the next segment, we'll learn about the consequences to the United States.
Thank you. soy México-americano.
This is your last segment of information, facts, and history on the Cinco de Mayo holiday and what it really means, where it really comes from. A brief synopsis if you were doing something else and didn't listen to the whole show. It's the French army, which had not been beaten in 50 years, was beaten by a very small Mexican army in Puebla in May 5th of 1862. So, what is the consequences to the United States? At the time, there were fears in the U.S. that the French would use Mexico as a base to back the Confederacy, so President Lincoln and his Secretary of State went out of their way to appear neutral in the Mexican situation. They did not want to take on the French and the Confederates at the same time. So, Napoleon III, who was in charge of the French army, had hesitated to take on the United States directly, but now the news of the Civil War changed everything. It meant that the Americans would be occupied with the Civil War. Upon hearing the Spaniards and the British had sailed off to grab some customs in Veracruz to start collecting their duties, Napoleon decided he would not only send the French Navy, but also start looking for someone to place as emperor in Mexico. So backtrack, the reason why the Spaniards and the British went to get customs in Veracruz is because after some wars, Mexico was broke and couldn't pay their foreign debt. So Britain and Spain and France had some collecting to do, and the French wanted to go further. So they were going to use Mexico as a base to help the Confederates win their war against the Union. They saw this as an opportunity not to be missed. So had Mexico not defeated the French in Puebla, France would have gone to the aid of the Confederacy in the Civil War, and the U.S. destiny would have been different. So that is a very important significance to the United States history. So next time you're celebrating Cinco de Mayo, first of all, it's not the independence of Mexico. It is a very important battle for them and for the United States. So while you're drinking that cold margarita or beer that was probably not brewed in Mexico, just remember where that comes from. We're going to go out with Yo No Soy Rebelde by Los Locos del Ritmo. Thank you so much for tuning in to La Bayonera. Talk to you later.
Yo no soy un rebelde sin causa, ni tampoco un desenfrenado. Yo lo único que quiero es bailar rock and roll y que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son. Vengan los locos y formemos en Afrán una sesión. Traigan chamacos que andan viendo y que nos den un buen jalón. Si en los discos del rebelde habrá un gran vacilón. Que suelten las melenas, vengan abajo los copetes. Hay que se quiten las corbatas, que se pongan la chamarra, las guitarras, las rodillas sin parar. Saquen navajas italianas, pantalones y vaqueros, que nos tiemblen nuestras piernas sin cesar. Yo no soy un rebelde sin causa, ni tampoco un desenfrenado. Yo lo único que quiero es bailar rock and roll y que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son.
Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son.
Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son.
Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son.
Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son.
Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son.
Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son. Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son. Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son. Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.